Hello everyone, welcome to our March monthly update. Welcome to all of my new patrons, thank you for joining us, and welcome back to all of my existing patrons, thank you for continuing to be here. I'm so excited that everybody's here this month. It's a big month in Beautyland. if anybody hasn't heard, I just celebrated a milestone. It was the 1 year anniversary of my first audio. And that was just this past weekend. Today's the 15th that I'm recording this. I've actually recorded this update like 6 times, and I'm never happy with it because I go off on these tangents and I just don't like them. So let's see if this one goes better. So for today's update, not much has changed since the February update, because it was just a couple weeks ago. So what I wanted to do was sort of take a few minutes and just reflect, I guess, a little bit on what the past year has looked like for me, what it feels like to sort of come from then till now, and where do we go from here. So that was eloquent, by the way. I completely just lost my train of thought right in the middle of that sentence. It was awesome. Anyway, you're in for a treat, apparently, with this one. So a year ago, I was completely new to this, had no idea what the fuck I was doing, had been hemming and hawing and up and down all over it for months before I actually decided to post. I recorded the first audio at the end of January. I created the account actually at the end of December, because my cake day is actually December 26th. So, you know, a lot of thought went into this. I had started collecting scripts to potentially record in September, October, I think, is when I decided that this might potentially be something I wanted to look into, maybe. Then I got this like wave around Christmas where I was like, yeah, I want to do this. Oh my God, I'm going to create the account and da 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 da. So I did. And then I sat on it and I used it to comment on other people's audios a little bit. And then the end of January, I was in my studio, and I thought, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to do this. I had already purchased a prop for this. In hindsight, not the right prop. apparently bigger is not better when you're looking for props that make noise, because the bigger ones don't allow you to make as much noise, as I've learned. So I had my prop all ready to go, which had sat in the box. I was like mortified to even take it out of the bag at that point. And I just grabbed it and away I went. And that was that. And then I was absolutely mortified that I'd done it and sat on the audio for a while. Actually, I edited it the same night, but would not release it. it was sitting in the folder, tucked away in my nether parts of my computer. Actually, it wasn't even on my computer. It was in my Dropbox, so I didn't even want it on my hard drive in case anybody looked at my hard drive. So it was, you know, one of those moments where I was just completely not sure what the hell I was doing. And then, I don't know, it just, the more I started to think about it and think I could potentially do this, I could possibly actually do this, I kind of got to the point where I just said, screw it, I'm going to try, and if it sucks, I just won't do it again. That was kind of the point I got to, was, you know what, if it's really bad and nobody wants to hear it, I don't have to make more. Right? Like that's kind of the idea. And that was it. That was the big leap. I posted the verification and it was well received. I got a lot of lovely comments and some messages, and I thought, okay, it's not that bad. And then I took the leap on Friday the 13th. That was, that should have been an omen. It was Friday the 13th. It was the last day the world was normal before everything went into lockdown. I know around here things basically shut down the following Monday, from a business perspective. And that was it. So I posted and then I wanted to run away. So I did. And actually, I think If I remember correctly, that was the night that I recorded a significant delay and get a new suit. And there was a safe for work that I think I called Let Me Let Go that I threw up here on Patreon as an exclusive, a safe for work exclusive. I think I recorded those that night. I'd have to double check, but I'm pretty sure I did because I had a singing, like a music session planned already. And I wanted to sort of play with some improv and stuff. So I thought that was a great way not to stalk Reddit while my audio was posted. So that's what I did. And then it just, you know, I got really positive feedback and that was it. And then the monster was born and it became a monster because my personality kicked in and that was a freaking tragedy. Because if you haven't noticed, if you're new, you'll figure it out pretty quick. I'm totally type A. And if you don't know what that means that I'm all go, no quit, meaning I don't have an off switch and everything I do is pretty much done to the extreme. It serves me well in a lot of ways, but it also burns me out in a lot of ways. And that was sort of the approach that I took to this. So looking back, if there was one thing I could tell myself then that I've learned since, it would be to calm the hell down. I thought at the time to be successful, you had to, you know, have a schedule. You had to post consistently. You had to plan every little detail. And I mean, that's how my mind works to begin with. Everything to me is scheduled, organized, planned. It's all numbers. It's all analytics. That's who I am in real life. It's very much how my world works. But in this, it worked well at first before it took over, because I started to figure out how GWA worked. Some of the people that I was talking to when I first started had some amazing advice. And basically the advice was, if you want to build a base, if you want to really get well known, just post. It's all you can do. Just be one of the names that pops up on the board frequently so people recognize it. Whether they listen to you or not, they will recognize your username and eventually they'll give you a shot. That was the advice. And I thought, okay, well, I can do that. And they said, you know, post every day. And I was like, well, frig, I'm one person and I have a life and I'll die if I have to do this every day. Because that's a lot of time. So I settled on 3 days a week. And then I thought, okay, thinking about how I like my favorite performers, one of the things I enjoyed the most was when they had a scheduled posting time, because then I knew when to expect it. And I could sort of carve out time out of my day to be ready for it, right? Which in hindsight was a little bit sad. But at the same time, that was a priority to me because it was sort of my excuse to take a half hour out of my crazy week and sit down and prioritize myself in a way. So I thought, you know what? I want a scheduled time. I want consistent time when people know I'm going to post, and that'll be that. Hence the schedule was born. And that was a few weeks in. Like it wasn't very far in. And then I started tracking the analytics. I started tracking tags. I started tracking upvotes. I started tracking play counts. I started tracking times on the board. I started learning the GWA algorithm, which I now know more about than I ever thought I would, nor do I want to know. And it just sort of became its own thing. And it worked for a while as I steadily got, you know, more and more listeners and my content got better, because that was the other thing. The analytics mattered to me, not because I wanted to be, you know, off the charts popular. I didn't want to, you know, that wasn't the thing. My thing was I wanted to make content people wanted to hear. And how do you know people want to hear it? Because they're actively engaging with it. So they're giving you the upvotes, they're giving you the comments, they're giving you the play counts. Great. How do you get visibility? You have visibility on the board. How do you do that? You manipulate the algorithm. Great. So basically, to me, it was a chicken and egg scenario. You had to have one to have the other. And it wasn't about being, you know, it, like I said, it wasn't a popularity contest. It was, if I'm going to put in the time to make this, I want to make stuff that you guys want to hear. And the only way I know if I'm on point with that is by the listener engagement. So that's what I focused on. And then it just kind of took on a mind of its own. And I got to the point where I started to like worry about my numbers, and I started to worry about my performance. And I started to take it personally if an audio didn't do well, because I thought, you know what did I screw up? How did that suck? Like, what did I do wrong that nobody liked that one? Right. And it wasn't good. I had to step back. I had to breathe. I had to figure out why I wanted to do this. And that was a big learning curve for me, because my whole thing is I want to do what I'm doing to the best of my ability. And I want to constantly improve. I want to constantly learn. And there's always more to learn. There's always more I can do better. There's always something I can learn that I don't know. Because I will never know everything about what I'm doing. And the day that I feel that I do is the day I need to move on to something else, because that's when arrogance has taken over, and I won't do that, right? So it's the case of I stopped focusing on the work. I stopped focusing on making the audios better and started focusing on the numbers. And that wasn't okay. So that's when I took the break in August, because it just, I needed one. Mentally, I was tired. You know, I was going 3-4 days without sleep to get my audios done and, you know, have the rest of my life, because I wasn't stopped on the music side yet. And it was taking a toll. And that's right around the time that the problems with my voice started to really show themselves. I started to have problems in July with my lower register. I was having problems getting into my chest voice. And I started kind of getting concerned a little bit about it, but nothing that I paid attention to, and I should have. And that's where all of the really big issues started to become a thing. So I took the break in August, came back in September, and then life went sideways October, November. So I kind of look at the year and I'm like, I didn't have 12 months of consistent posting, but I had 12 months of learning every single freaking thing I could, both as a performer and an editor and all of the technical side, but also as a human being, because it taught me what's important about doing what I'm doing. And sometimes with the way my mind works, when I focus so much on the numbers and the analytics and all of that, I lose focus on the other side, which is weird, because in other things, I don't always do that. Like in music, I'm to the point where that doesn't happen because I have it figured out, right? But in new things, I tend to go a little bit overboard. So it's been a year of growth. Now, if I don't post on time, there isn't a time. Fridays at 5 is the Patreon time, because I can pre-schedule it. So Patreon takes care of that. I load it. And I've got, you know, a couple weeks loaded, and it deals with that for me. Siren posts when they post, because they do that. I have nothing to do with it. But when I post on GWA, I go up whenever I feel like it. And that is so freeing to me, because I just don't care. I'll post it when I post it. If people want to listen to it, they'll listen to it. If not, okay, I'll move on, right? I still don't like it when people don't listen to my shit, because it feels like, okay, what did I do wrong still? But at the same time, oh well, there's 150 other audios. Somebody will like something, right? So yeah, it's been quite the year. The quality of the audios themselves, looking back, I'm on a new setup now. I did upgrade the mics, both the regular mic, because I was on the ribbon mic before, but it was secondhand when I got it. So it wasn't in the best shape when I got it, because those things are freaking expensive and I wasn't sure I was going to use it, or like it when I first got it. So I upgraded that, got the brand new one, and the brand new one, even though it's the same microphone, like they're both Rode NTRs, leaps and bounds, because this one was brand new. I'm the only one that's ever used it. It's never been moved around. It's never been abused. You know, that makes a big difference, especially with a ribbon mic, because they're so, so delicate, right? So I upgraded that. I upgraded the binaural Because I had a binaural before. I never used it because I freaking hated it. It's a piece of shit. tell me how you really feel, right? It's I didn't like the binaural that I had before, so it literally sat in the case, still does. It's like tucked under my bed. I think it's not even in with my other equipment because it's such a piece of shit. So a little bit of upgrades here and there. I've learned a boatload about editing. Editing for this medium, because believe it or not, the skill set to edit music, to mix and master music, totally different than this. Same tools. It helped to know my way around the program a little bit when I started programs, but completely different filters, completely different outcome, completely different style. There are so many techniques that I use now that I could never use when I'm editing a vocal track to mix into a song. There's no way. That's not a thing. Because the precision and the clarity required here, you don't need that when you're mixing vocals, because you're going to mix it into an instrumental track that's going to hide those little imperfections that on the audio side drive you absolutely insane, but you don't hear them when you're mixing a song, right? So there's that. Also the different quality of the voice. So with a vocal track to mix into a song, it has to have a certain quality to it, a certain tone, a certain depth, and it has to be created to sit in the music properly. So it has to be designed almost like a puzzle piece that has to sit into the puzzle and connect with the other pieces. So it's not an entity unto itself. Whereas when you're editing an audio and the vocal is all you have, especially when you're not using a soundscape or you're not using effects or whatever, the audio is the finished piece. It's the entire picture. So you have to make sure all your edges are finished, right? Totally different thing. And even if you are using a soundscape, you're not blending that voice into the soundscape, because that's when things get lost. It still has to sit out in front of it. Because if you think about how you hear the world around you, when you're hearing, you know, music in the background, when you're in a situation or you're hearing sounds, you're not hearing them all blended together. You're hearing the person you're talking to out in front of whatever is going on around you. Unless, you know, you're in a really loud environment, in which case it's kind of annoying and nobody wants to listen to that. So totally, totally different approach. I had to learn that because my early audios have a very soft edge on the vocal. It's too soft. It's too rounded. I don't like the finishing techniques that I used because they're music techniques. Now I've figured out my precision. I've figured out what I have to do to actually make the audio have proper edges on the vocal to stand out and to be crisp without having sibilance, because nobody wants that. Those damn S's at the top are awful. So I figured that out. That was something that, you know, I grabbed in the last year because I had to. I didn't like the way it sounded. I didn't like the way my content was coming out. So I learned just boatloads in the last year about so many different aspects of putting things together. I never would have dreamed when I released that first audio a year ago that I'd be doing soundscapes with them. I never dreamed that I'd be creating scenes with sound effects, you know, where somebody goes into the next room and you can actually hear everything they're doing. And it's over there on the, you know, left or right channel, because they're not in the room with you. So they need to be where they would be from a perspective standpoint. And I never would have thought of that at that point. That's all stuff that evolved and developed as I made the audios and started to think about them more and dig into the atmosphere of the audios more. It was such a learning curve, but it's been probably one of the most rewarding things I've ever done. And I can't wait to learn even more beyond this. I'm working with binaural beats now, so I've taken on the binaural microphone and I've been playing with whispering and, the space. So I've actually I just recorded an audio where I took the mic out of the stand and I had it in my hand. And I was moving it around because I needed an effect for the type of scene it was. It was a rougher scene. And I needed the movement. I needed the space. So that was something I'd never done before. And I was editing it last night. It sounds amazing. It's so real. So that's something I'd never done before. I'd never thought about using binaural for Yandere. And then I thought, that'd be creepy as hell. And then the light went off and I went, oh, that'd be creepy as hell. Right? So these are all things I'm learning. So the binaural mic, I've now figured out how to edit it. I figured out how to record with it. So now I want to explore the beats, creating the beats underneath it, because that's where I can take that other part of my skill set and bulk it up a little bit, learn a little bit more on that side, and put the two together again, which I'm so excited to do. So, all kinds of things that I can do and learn and incorporate as I go. So that's what I'm looking forward to in the coming months, years, whatever. Who knows how long I'll be doing this? Do I think I'm going to be 65 still making porn? Probably not. That'd be kind of interesting. If my voice doesn't change, nobody would know the difference. But who knows? So I'll just learn as much as I can and take as much as I can from it and go from there. The fact that I have almost 150 released audios, and that's not counting commissions, that's not counting the few that I've deleted. That's just what's currently released on the content table. That's a little mind-boggling from, hesitating to put up one a year ago to now having almost 150. Like, wow. Just wow. So yeah, that's my year. That's it in a nutshell, and that was a whole lot of rambling. And thank you for sticking it out if you're still listening. So I'm gonna wrap that portion up right now because I think I've said more than enough on that. There's lots of great things coming. I've talked about them already. The two new series are coming. Commissions are opening April 1st. I'm currently in a phase of just overloading recording content so that I'm fully prepared to take on commissions when the time comes. And yeah, I'm so thrilled to have everybody joining us. There's been a lot of new patrons lately, and I don't know where y'all are coming from, but keep it up. We love having you here. If there's anything that you guys want as, patron rewards or little extras, I threw up the poll for the sequel, which is coming at the end of the month, by the way. Anything like that, please message me, comment somewhere, whatever the case may be. I'm always open to stuff like that because I want to give you guys a great experience here. And I'm always at a loss for what people want to do because I don't know. A lot of people just want to listen and not engage, which is great. That's fine too. But if you feel like you want to have a little bit more, within reason, of course. Please message me, let me know, and we'll go from there. That's it for me, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. Thank you for all your support. I know a few of you have been around since the very beginning and have watched me struggle my way through the last year, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. But I appreciate each and every one of you for being here, no matter when you showed up, you're here, and that's the important part. And all of the support means so, so, so much to me. I will never be able to tell you how much. So I'll just say it again. Thank you. Take care of yourselves. The world is starting to right itself, from what I understand. hopefully that keeps moving in the right direction, but we've got a ways to go. So take care of yourselves, take care of each other, stay safe, stay healthy, and I will talk to y'all next month.